Today on episode number 462 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find right over there at schoolofpodcasting.com/462, there is yet another new player in the crowdfunding pool. We've got a podcast launch update. We've got a podcast rewind. I'm going to share some insights on a new book that I'm reading about word of mouth that has some really cool insights. And we've got 8 ways a stranger can help you grow your audience. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting. We help you massage your message. We're going to talk about that today, a little word of mouth marketing. We help you tackle the technology. We're going to talk about that today with some crowdfunding tools. And we help you flatten the learning curve. That's what I do. I bring my 20 plus years of helping people understand technology to the microphone. And we get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to start your podcast, use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER. And we'll get you going today. And yeah, there's a new way to fund your podcast on the horizon here. Just launched. I've been dipping my toe in the Podbean water. They just launched a tool to let you crowdfund. Now, what's interesting about this is in the same way that facial tissue, most people just say, can you hand me a Kleenex? And then you hand me the box of puffs. Right, it's just called Kleenex. So many people call a copier the Xerox machine, even though it's made by Minolta. And so many people now are just talking about, oh, it's a Patreon thing, even though it's not Patreon. I am playing with Joyride. They have updated their system. In the past, you had to email them how you wanted to get paid. And I got to say, we were doing a School of Podcasting. I call them office hours, where we all just kind of get together and hang out and talk podcasting. And one of the people on the call showed me their Joyride, like, back end of the system. Absolutely beautiful. We just couldn't find a way to get paid. And so I went over and sent an email to Jeff, who's the CEO of Joyride. He was on the show months ago. And I said, hey, where do you find those settings? And he goes, actually, we're tweaking that. And so if you're a Joyride user, you'll notice a button in the upper right-hand corner that you can now use to specify how you would like to get paid. Now, Podbean has launched a crowdfunding service, which you can use even if you're not using Podbean. And so it's interesting because Podbean takes 5%, and there are additional Stripe card fees. Stripe is a credit card processor of 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction. We bulk process all patron pledges. So right there, they're using the word patron, pledges to decrease fees. This means that if I'm supporting 2 podcasters, my credit card will only be charged one time for all of my pledges. Those fees will then be split among podcasters, which makes things a little confusing at times. It's kind of like, well, it'll be 2.9% unless it's the second Tuesday of the month and the moon is full and you're standing on your left foot. Then it's weird how they, I mean, I understand what they're doing. It's a bummer that it's not more simplified. But on the other hand, these companies are doing this because they're trying to get you the most money. They say, we don't charge your patrons until the first of every month. It takes 24 to 72 hours to process all payments. The processed money will then show in your account balance. You can withdraw the balance of your account at any time by clicking the payout total balance, and the money will then be sent to your PayPal account. Now, how does this compare the 5% plus 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction to things like Patreon? Well, Patreon, it says they take 5%, so no addition there. And there are additional credit card fees that range from 2 to 4%. There are transfer fees with Patreon. I didn't see anything like that at Podbean or Joyride. And these include, and here we go, U.S. creators receiving payment via Stripe. It's 25 cents for every deposit. So this is where you might want to just have get paid once a month. U.S. creators receiving payment via PayPal, it's 2% of the amount transferred, capped at $1 per deposit. And so in a nutshell, people that I know that use this basically say you end up paying about 10% or somewhere between 5 and 10%. By the time you do the 5% plus the 2.9%, well, there's 7.9%, plus 30 cents, plus a dollar per deposit, you're putting out 10%. Joyride, you can find them at getjoyride.com. 5% in fees plus credit card processing fees of, you guessed it, 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction. So it's an interesting way. This is where you basically just ask people to support you. And much like all the other ones, you can set up, you know, hey, if you give me X amount of money, I will, you know, dance like a monkey for you. If you give me X amount of money per month, I will, you know, whatever. And then you dance like a monkey for your patrons. But it's cool because these are people that are like, look, I want to help you. Let me give you an example of, I sent Brian from ProfitCastUniverse.com. I decided to help him because he launched a Patreon page. And I like Brian. He's a good guy. And here's why I might, because aren't you like, Dave, aren't you trying to save money and pay off your student loans? Yeah, I am. But I also signed up to be George Robb's, what is he called? He does the Geologic podcast. I don't know if I'm a geopreneur or I forget what his little group is called. I went this weekend to see the Avengers movie. So it was myself, my wife, and my stepson. And by the time I got out of the movie theater, I had blown about $53. I want to say it was $31 for tickets and then another like $22 for popcorn and a Coke that I had to serve, by the way. I love that now. When you like, you order a Coke and they hand you a cup. I just want to go, excuse me, I ordered a Coke. And they go, yeah, the machine's behind you. And then I have to grab my cup and move it around the tip jar that they have sitting on the, okay, I'm on a tangent. But anyway, I spent $53 on a movie that for the most part, for every chick flick where the girl gets the guy at the end and they go, ha, 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 and walk off into the sunset to the music, right? Every chick flick. You mean, yes, you had me at podcast. There's that whole chick flick kind of thing. Apparently, superhero movies are the equivalent of a guy flick, of a dude flick, I guess you would say. Because I don't, is this a spoiler? I guess it's a spoiler. I don't know if you guys know this. In the new Avenger movie, the good guys win. I know. Surprising, isn't it? Oh my gosh. And yeah, $53 to go. Oh gosh. I guess they'll make a sequel now because there's another little thing that somebody's going to stick on their head and shoot light. I don't know, whatever. I guess it was worth $53. No, it wasn't. And the popcorn was kind of stale and whatever they're calling butter is just some sort of yellow goo now. And I'm like, you know what? I'm spending money on entertainment that was cool. I mean, I like it when Thor hits his hammer. It vibrated my butt in the seat. But there are many people that are educating me. They're entertaining me. George Robb makes me laugh. I mean, this is a guy that does a show for atheists. I am not an atheist. And he makes me laugh. And the one day he made me laugh really hard. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to start throwing this guy some money. And it is kind of funny because if you go over to Patreon, it's a lot of podcasters supporting other podcasters. So, you know, basically Jason Bryan will give me $5 and I'll give two of that to Ray Ortega. I'll give 10 to Brian and I'll give, you know, this and that. So and I'll pay him and then Ray will take that money and give some of it to me and then he'll sponsor Jason. It's kind of a Patreon circle jerk kind of thing. It's interesting how that's working at this point, but it'd be interesting if we could actually get our listeners to enjoy that. But it's another way that you can earn money with your podcast. There are many ways to earn money with your podcast. But if you're interested in that, I do have a book on that that I will be updating very soon that will have a section on all these places. And you can find that over at morepodcastmoney.com.
In case you missed it,
it's time for a podcast rewind.
Yes, it's time for a little rewind. I was on the Podcasting Success Secret Show with Devorah Lansky. And Devorah has been marketing online since 1994, and now she's kind of taking that, tweaking it towards podcasting, trying to help authors harness the power of podcasting. And I was on her show and she asked me the question, hey, you know, this podcasting thing, it seems like a lot of work. And here's a little clip from our conversation.
So one of the questions we often get is it worth it? I put a lot of time into this. I'm giving it away for free. How is this going to benefit me? How would you answer that?
Well, there are a couple things. Number one, you have to provide value for your audience. Just recording, there's recording audio, and then there's creating content. And content is going to be something, I always say, reverse engineer whatever media you consume. So let's say you like The Daily Show. Well, you like it because it gives you news, it educates you, and it makes you laugh. Okay, well, I have found that most of the things I consume make me laugh, in some cases cry, they make me think, they might make me groan, or they're just going to entertain me or educate me. But in some way, that content that I just consumed impacts me in some way. Whereas if I listen to somebody talk about how much they hate whatever, fish, okay, that's their opinion, that's their content. Doesn't really do a whole lot for me unless it's told in a funny kind of way. So you have to deliver value. And when you do, people are like, wow, that was really cool. And I got this for free. I really like this person. Now, when you deliver it on a consistent basis, so if it's every Monday or twice a week or once a month or whatever it is, you don't have to be consistent, but it definitely is a plus because I have people that tell me I'm now part of their routine. Every Monday, Dave, I go to work with you listening to the School of Podcasting on my way to work. So now I'm part of their routine. So now they know, like, and they trust you because they trust that you're going to be there every Monday or every Wednesday or whatever you put out. So now when you say, oh, by the way, if you'd like to know more about this, you can go over and sign up at theschoolofpodcasting.com and start your own podcast, or you can read my book, or you can do whatever you want. And when, you know, if I talk about a system, let's say I found a new plugin for WordPress or something, and I really like it, and I talk about it on my show, and people go over and they look at it and they go, wow, this is really cool. Dave was right on this. Again, you're building that trust, and now they know that your integrity is intact. You're not just talking about things because you can earn a big giant affiliate commission. You're actually only talking about those things because they are actually cool. So by doing that, you generate a relationship with this person. And if you're a business, you're going to have a better understanding of your customer. If you're an author, you're going to have a better understanding of your audience. Scott Sigler is a author who came in. He had the number two book on Amazon. And here's the fun part. He got it to number two. He would have been number one except for this thing called, I don't know, Harry Potter. You may have heard of it. but Scott put out his whole book for free as an audiobook. And every week a new chapter would come out and people were just addicted to it as it was delivered via this kind of serial fashion. And so once it was out, he had these raving fans. And he said, oh, by the way, it's coming out in print soon. It's going to be out on this day. If everybody could go there and buy it on Amazon. And they did. And they shot it to number two, not in his category, number two on Amazon. So it's a way to harness that your community altogether. Plus, he was getting feedback from people on the chapter. So in some cases, he was rewriting his book because people were like, oh, I really thought so-and-so was going to do this or whatever the plot line was. And he went, you know, I never thought about that. I might tweak this. So he actually was getting instant feedback from his audience. And, you know, so you end up with this great relationship that is just going to help you, you know, A, reach a global audience, and then B, get a better understanding of your customer. And whatever it is, whether you're an author or a business or just a nonprofit, the better you understand your audience, the better product, the better service, you know, the better you can impact that audience. So it just gives you a great insight. And in other words, Dave, yes, it's worth it. I was realizing that going, did I actually answer the question when I did that? So you can find that again, podcastingsuccesssecrets.com, or if you just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/462. And speaking of Scott Sigler, he was on this show many moons ago when he was actually doing that. That's kind of one of the advantages of doing this for 10 years now. And I want to do two things here. I want to give a quick shout out to Paul David Peterson, who on May 6th said, he gave me a review on iTunes. I really, 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 by that I mean really, appreciate this. And it says, Dave is the real podfather, experienced, knowledgeable, and very entertaining. My podcast went live today on iTunes. very cool, David. Paul David Peterson. And I know I could not have done it without this podcast and all that Dave shares with the podcasting community. Love this. Thank you so much. Got to do one thing, though, here. There is one and only Podfather, and it ain't Leo Laporte, and it's definitely not me. It's a guy by the name of Adam Curry. You might remember him if you're over 30 from MTV. In fact, here's a little clip.
Hello, everybody. My name's Adam Curry. This is the morning announcements. Enjoy it in the morning.
That, my friends, is the Podfather. So Adam Curry is one of the guys, along with Dave Weiner, that helped invent podcasting. So a little bit of a history lesson today. Also, wanted to thank, I guess it's Clive Smith is what I'm going to guess, from New Zealand, from across the pond, also sent in a review. Dave is brilliant. Really? Wow. He's entertaining, inspiring. Now, my head is not going to fit out the door if I keep reading this. Equipping and a motivator to just get out there and start podcasting. Loving your work, Dave. Well, thank you very much, my friend over there in New Zealand. Of course, I'm getting this from My Podcast Reviews. And if you want to get your, and here's the cool thing, that New Zealand review, I probably would have to like switch stores and go through all this other stuff to see that. And if you're interested in My Podcast Reviews, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MPR. That's my affiliate link. And that's from my good friend, Daniel J. Lewis, from the Audacity to Podcast. And can we get a little applause? Did you hear? It was awesome. I've always said that, you know, there, in fact, it's not me. I got to give credit. It's Valerie Geller said, there is no such thing as too long. There's only too boring. And really, if so many people go, well, it's Monday, it's time to do another show, so I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about today. My dog, whatever, right? Daniel is moving. To Arizona. And I don't know if you've moved recently. Not a lot of fun. There's nothing more fun than picking up everything you own and putting it in a box and then taking it to Arizona where it will sit in a box and you get to unbox it. And I don't know about you, but I'm horrible at that because I'm like, oh, look at this photo album. And like 3 hours later, you're like, okay, I packed one box. And so Daniel has been busy and said, hey, look, here's the deal. Over the next couple months, sometimes you're going to get an episode and sometimes you're not. And I applaud Daniel for that because he said, look, I recorded a show. It wasn't up to my standards. And you know what? I could say, you know, I've put out an episode every single week. But you know what? I would rather receive a late episode that impacted me than an on-time episode that bored me to tears. So kudos to my buddy Daniel J. Lewis at the Audacity to Podcast for valuing his audience and valuing their time. Another show I appeared on, one of my favorite shows, is Podcasters Roundtable. It's myself, Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio, and Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast. And we were joined by Ken Blanchard, and better known as Black Man with a Gun, now Blanchard Outdoors. And here's a little clamor that I pulled from that episode.
I had a website up since 1999. So it was my fault not being focused from the beginning. That was my issue. I didn't know the power of my title. I didn't understand SEO at all. I mean, I've just been throwing Jell-O at the wall forever.
Throwing Jell-O at the wall forever. Love it. Check it out, podcastersroundtable.com. And as always, links in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/462. If you're a new listener to the show, one of my mantras is constant improvement. God ain't done with me yet. So I'm always reading, listening. Does anybody else get this? Raise your hand if you've ever heard this from your wife or husband. Can you please take the earbuds out? Anybody else ever heard that? My wife rolls her head. The one day she goes, what are you listening to? And I'm like, nothing. And she goes, wait a minute, you have earbuds in, but you're not listening. No, I'm like, actually watching. I just leave them in. And then when commercials come on, and she was just like, geez. But I love to read, and here's a cool thing that proves something. I heard about Ted Wright and his book, Fizz, Harness the Power of Word-of-Mouth Marketing to Drive Brand Growth, on another podcast. So does podcast help sell things? Absolutely. This was on the Social Media Examiner podcast, and great podcast, by the way. Michael Stelzner, really cool guy. And Ted came on, and it sounded really, really cool. And I went out and bought the book. And again, I'll have a link to this out at schoolofpodcasting.com/462. I've only done one chapter. And I kind of always worry about this because, like, chapter one was awesome. But, like, the next five chapters could be, like, so, I say this up front. I've only read chapter one. But here's some things I heard. The power of word-of-mouth marketing is that it is targeted, that it is a targeted message from a trusted source every single time. Let's read that again. The power of word-of-mouth marketing is that it is a targeted message from a trusted source every single time. So when I was doing that clip with Devorah, I was explaining how when you create good content, right? Content is king, and it's consistent. Like every time they tune in, people are like, wow, this is really good stuff. You become this trusted source. Now, if you can do it on a consistent basis, now you become part of the routine. That's cool. Here's another stat. 10% of the population decides what to buy, and the other 90% go along with it. And so the book is basically saying you need to get to that 10%. They're called influencers. And without just bugging them and saying, hey, talk about my podcast. Talk about, hi, I'm Dave. I just met you. Talk about my podcast. No, that's not going to work. 50% of all purchasing decisions are based on primarily a friend's recommendation. And I think that's how most podcasts are discovered. People are going, did you hear Serial yet? And they had a great example about how brands, okay, now I realize we're, you know, you and I, we're a podcast, but we are kind of a brand. We stand for something. And they talked about how Bissell Sweepers, right? A sweeping, you know, you're cleaning up dirt kind of thing. They went to RVs, which on one hand, not really a lot of floor to clean in an RV, right? But they went uber niche, not just RVs, RVs with people who had cats or dogs. I have a German Shepherd that weighs 110 pounds. And on warm days, I ride him to work. And they explain how they went there and just in a few minutes, because it's an RV, showed how easy it was to sweep up the dog hair. And so they did something nice for their audience. They proved that their product worked, and they went to where their audience was, and they delivered value. There were some really cool quotes in this, and they're talking about word-of-mouth marketing again and how, you know, it sounds great, but here's some truth here. It says, when left to its own devices, word-of-mouth travels at a leisurely pace. And I was talking with a client this week on the phone, and they said, yeah, I need to know how to get to a big audience. And I'm like, well, when I learn how to do that, I'll let you know. I mean, we know how to do that. We know the formula, kind of. We know the ingredients, right? That's a better way of saying it. We know the ingredients of what good content is, but there is no magic giant switch to 10,000 downloads. It says, with rare exceptions, you can't share stories with an influencer today and expect to see your sales, or in our case, downloads, increase in a month from today. Word of mouth requires, sing it with me, oh, yeah, we need a little patience, yeah, right? You Guns N' Roses fans. Don't think that information traveling at a slower, more natural pace will somehow make less of an impact once it finds its target. On the contrary, the organic pace gives word-of-mouth marketing its power because it's so unlike in-your-face advertising. This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Right? Word-of-mouth marketing is shared willingly and naturally. The listener's defenses aren't up. He is receptive, or she, we should say, is receptive to new information. In-your-face advertising makes people feel bombarded. Word-of-mouth marketing makes them feel like they're part of the club. And so you can't force a a seed to grow into a plant more quickly, right? I know for a while there was like the trend where you talk to your plants, but I'm pretty sure just going, you know, going over to your plant and going, grow, hurry up, it's not going to work. But you can plant the seed today and reap the harvest later. So the best time to start a podcast was about 10 years ago. The second best time to start a podcast is right now. And start, get that plant in the ground. Here's another cool quote. It said, and let's remember, in the internet age, when everyone is a critic, reporter, and publisher, your company is probably fooling itself if it thinks it can successfully push an inauthentic image of itself. In an image of radical transparency, transparency itself, it isn't so radical. Like when you start sharing your download numbers or your income reports, when Pat Flynn did that, it was kind of like, wow, look at Pat Flynn. I can't believe he's being so transparent. Then everybody else did it. You're like, yeah, here's another guy sharing his numbers. Okay. But what that is, that transparency, it's just the smart, honest thing to do. And that leads me to last week's episode. And that is the fact, if you didn't hear it, last week I recorded an episode on Mother's Day. And without bringing the the podcast down, you know, my mom died when I was 24. And my mom said to me, you're neat. This is like the 10-second version of that. But I went into some great production, and I always try to use personal stories to help explain podcast items. And I went a little further into the personal side of that last week. Wasn't sure how it was going to go over. I actually really worried about releasing it because I'm like, man, number one, we're talking about death on Mother's Day. And we had to go a long way to hear me say, you're special. Your words can change the world. And Susie Price put a link on the Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/schoolofpodcasting.com. And it says, has everyone listened to Dave's most recent podcast? Your words can change your world. It was in capital letters here. Awesome. I would like to share some appreciation to Dave for all that he does. We'll list some things I appreciate here. If you feel inspired, share what you appreciate. She said, I appreciate that Dave is 100% committed to the success of others in the podcasting arena. He's funny. He's honest, always sharing what's working and what's not. Unlike other famous podcast coaches, he is humble. He doesn't make everything all about him. This from a guy right now reading a, I do realize the irony here that I'm the guy that isn't all about him is reading a comment about him. I get it. He has a heart for service. He's always experimenting and sharing the results. He's smart. He's truly a go-giver. I like that phrase, go-giver. I like that. Always giving and sharing and doing. Can I use that, Susie? I like that. I don't know how he does it all, but I really do appreciate all that he does. Thank you, Dave. Susie, I just want to say thank you. And I had so many people that said, Dave, you always make me laugh. You always make me kind of chuckle. You know, I like that you're kind of entertaining. But man, I was bawling my eyes out. And I always say, the goal is to impact your audience. I want you to laugh, cry, think, groan. I want to educate you. I want to entertain you. Somehow I got to impact you. If at the end of the show you go, well, that's 60 minutes I can't get back, that's not good. So I got a huge amount of feedback on that. And it goes back to that quote, you know, why did that work? Why, you know, Dave's talking about deathbed speeches. It has nothing to do with podcasting. And finally, I turned it around because of that one word. It was authentic. I really was, for whatever reason. And here's another, let's tie this into podcasting. We always talk about how you shouldn't obsess over your stats, right? It's just not a great waste. It's not a great use of your time. Well, I happen to look at the stats, and my mom died when I was 24. I'm now in my 26th year without my mom. I've actually lived longer without my mom than I have with her. So it really just, I looked at my stats and it bummed me out. So sometimes stats are not a good thing. But It was interesting. It was. It took a little courage to share that one. I wasn't sure how it was going to be received, and I got a lot of people just saying, you know, your audience in many cases will be a me too. I had a lot of people that said, you know, I lost my mom when I was 13. I lost my mom when I was this. You know, this made me think about my mom. And then there were those people that said, you know what? I'm so now blessed to have my mom around, and you made me see that. So it was interesting. It wasn't really an experiment. It was just, I didn't feel like talking about microphones last week. But when you're authentic, and again, I did tie it into podcasting at the end. Otherwise, hey, next week, let's talk about my dog. He was 14, little Dudley, and I had to put him, but I thought that was interesting, and I want to thank everybody for the feedback. And, you know, authenticity, while not easy to say, does have some cool rewards, which kind of ties into last week. You know, you're neat, you're special, you're unique, and when you are authentic, then you are being you. You're not trying to be somebody else. You're not asking the same six questions about, tell us about your, you know, time when you failed and all that. And nothing wrong with that. We're going to talk about that in the future. That's actually a formula from the movies about heroes. I think that's going to be a future topic. But so word of mouth marketing, again, is the power of word of mouth marketing is that it is a targeted message. It's not all over the place, from a trusted source every single time. Check out the book, Fizz, Harness the Power of Word of Mouth Marketing to Drive Brand Growth. And every time they say business, you say podcast. And every time they say sales, you say download. It works perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are multiple ways you can use the School of Podcasting to learn how to podcast. You can go through the step-by-step tutorials, or you can also hire me to do one-on-one consulting. And so I had somebody do this, and one of the things they had before we did the consulting is they wanted me to listen to one of their shows. And so this kind of inspired this, because you can have a friend help you with your podcast. And what I've got are seven ways that your friend can help you grow your podcast. Because in this case, there are some things on this person's show that were somewhat hindering their growth. So the first thing that you can do with your friend is very easy. There are these things called an elevator pitch. And it's basically a brief sentence or two that you use to describe your podcast. So I might say, the School of Podcasting is a podcast about podcasting, where we talk about all things podcasting. I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the technology, and I help you flatten the learning curve. And my goal was to get you on the path to pain-free podcasting. That's my elevator pitch. And then ask your friend, would you listen to that? Now, obviously, if they're not your target audience, they're probably not. But see if you can find somebody who is and say, would you listen to that? So that's the first thing. Be ready to describe your podcast to people. So when they say, oh, you do a podcast, really, what's it about? Well, it's kind of this, it's a radio show, but the in the podcasting thing that we, that's not going to inspire anybody to listen to that. And then the second thing you can do is have them sit down at a computer with you standing behind them, and then you give them zero coaching. Say, go ahead and subscribe to my podcast in iTunes and see if they can do that. Or see if they can find, you know, how to podcast on your show. And so we'll say number three is, when they're done doing this on your computer, these things that we talk about, have them do it on their phone. Because more than 60% of listeners now are coming from some sort of mobile device, be it an iPad, an iPhone, an Android device, whatever. But if you want them to subscribe, you better have an easy way to do it. So this person had one button. It was for iTunes. And I even said, what episode do you want me to listen to? And they sent me a link to iTunes. And I said later, no, but which episode? And they gave me an episode number. And so you may not be aware of this. If you want somebody to download an episode and you send them to iTunes, well, first, it's going to take them to iTunes on the web, which you have to say view in iTunes. And then even there, for whatever reason, there's a get button. But the get button was not letting me download the episode. The only way I could download the episode was to subscribe to the show and then unsubscribe to the show after I downloaded the show, the actual episode. Now, what I did was I did a little magic mojo, figured out where their RSS feed was, and I saw where they were using Libsyn as their media host. Good choice. And they were using Libsyn's feed. Awesome. You can get a free month at Libsyn using the coupon code SOPFREE. And the thing that they missed was they didn't have any kind of Android or RSS feed on their website. Now, if you're new to podcasting, an RSS feed is a little bit like if you were a radio station, it's your frequency. Here in Cleveland, one of the top stations is 100.7. And it's what people tune into to get your content. So you need to take that feed and put it on your website. And the other thing that this person was doing is when you use Libsyn's feed, you have to put your show notes in the Libsyn system so that when people look at your show in iTunes or on the podcast app, they get your show notes. Well, that's what this person did, but they didn't put their show notes on their actual websites as well. And I said, yeah, you're really missing a huge opportunity here, because that actual little bit of, you know, notes that you describe what's in the show and you have links to things that make them useful, that gets you found in Google. And that was one thing. Then they also, there were no posts on their website. And that brings us to number four. Sit behind your friend, get them to your website, and have them share your post. And in this case, there were no posts on their website. They were just using the Libsyn feed to feed iTunes. Well, that's fine, but you know, you're driving people to your website. When they get there, they might go, oh my God. I'm not sure exactly how to spell that, but they're going to get excited and they're going to want to tell so-and-so. Well, you know, and I know that all you have to do is go up to the top. You can get the address in the address bar. You can right click and choose copy. You can go over to Twitter and log in and choose. No, that's way too much work. Get a button, click here to tweet it. Boom, done. So see how hard it is to share your post. And here's another one. Without coaching them, see if they can contact you going to your website. It's amazing how we all want more interaction. We want a deeper relationship with our audience, but we put up these hurdles to contact you. Now, for me, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, you'll see I have a toll-free voicemail number, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. I have a SpeakPipe button, so if you have a microphone, you just want to click and talk, that's there as well, and you have my email address. Now, my personal opinion, I'm not a huge fan of forms, because it's kind of like I go over there looking for your email address and you're kind of going, nah, not going to show it to you. You can email it to me, but you got to use the form. And I understand that some people don't want to put their email address on the website. That's fine. There's a great plugin. It's called Cryptix, CRYPTX, that allows you to put your email address on your website, but it blocks it from basically people harvesting it, copying it, spamming it, whatever you want to call it. And so see how easy it is to contact you. Now, another one here, subscribe to your newsletter. Now, you may not have a newsletter. If you want one, you can get one for free. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MailChimp, that'll take you there. You can also go to schoolofpodcasting.com/AWeber. And again, these will all be in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/462. And MailChimp is free, AWeber is not. But if one of your goals is to build your list, I know on the School of Podcasting, it might be a little buried. And so that might be something that you're unaware of. And when you tell your friend, yeah, go ahead and subscribe to my newsletter, see how hard it is for them to find it and subscribe. Now, another one, are you ready for this? This one's kind of a pop quiz. if they asked you right now for a business card, don't. Yeah, you don't have one on you, do you? Yeah, me neither. I had a cool thing. It was interesting because we've come so far. My license plate on my car, don't laugh, is podcast. That's my license plate here in Ohio. I'll take a picture. I'll put it on the website. And so I'm getting out at Target. It's kind of late at night, and I'm going home. I have a Target right behind my office, and I get out, and here comes this young lad. He's kind of got the little bit of gruff going on. He's got curly blonde hair. Kind of looks like a surfer dude. And he's like, "Oh, you listen to podcasts?" And I go, "Actually, I listen to them. I make them. I actually help people launch podcasts." And he goes, "Oh, wow, that's so cool." He goes, "Yeah, I love the Nerdist." And it was so cool because 10 years ago, it had been like, "What's a podcast?" And so now he's just like, "Yeah, this is, oh, I love WTF and the Nerdist." And he's just naming off all his favorite podcasts. I'm like, "Wow, that's really, really cool." And of course, I went to reach and hand him a business card, and I didn't have any. Now, shame on me because I packed them all into one spot for New Media Expo, and they were in my laptop bag, which was, of course, in my office. Normally, I have some in my car because I usually carry one or two in my wallet, and then I have a couple in my car. So that way, if somebody comes up, oh, hey, here it is, and that business card sends them to my website to where, again, they can subscribe, listen, consume. You know, you might want to ask them that. This could be the bonus eighth item. Ask them to listen to your show. That should really be number one. Go to my podcast website and see how easy it is to listen to the show. And see how hard it is for them to find that player. And, you know, see if they want to download the episode. Basically, surf your website through the eyes of somebody who hasn't been working on it for the past week and a half. That's really what you want your friend to do. And when it comes to business cards, it's just a way to fan the flames of somebody who goes, "Oh, wow, that sounds cool." Because you give them your elevator pitch. And they're like, "Oh, wow, that sounds really cool." And you're like, "Yeah, here's my website, blah, 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 .com. Now, if you can hand them a business card and they go, "Oh, cool, I will definitely check this out." You might want to go, "Here's another one in case you have a friend that's also into that topic." Because business cards are what? A nickel? I'll spend 10 cents to get two more listeners. But when you watch your website and your content through the eyes of somebody who's not been working on the website for a while, that can be a great way to improve your website. Now, one of the things we're going to run into is, well, okay, I want people to play I want to work on my elevator pitch. I want them to subscribe to my show. I want them to contact me. I want them to play my podcast on my website. I want them to share the post. I want them to subscribe to the newsletter. And I hope they like my business card. Okay, minus the business card and the elevator pitch, all that stuff, it's kind of hard to get all that on the front page. And that's why you need somebody to go look at your website with fresh eyes. Because so many times we try to do all that stuff on the front page. I call that front page creep. We kind of start off with just an iTunes button and an Android button and an RSS feed. And then we add the newsletter. Then we add this button. And then we add some sort of, you know, Amazon button. And then we add this button. When you have somebody who's not you look at your website, you might be amazed at how confusing it is. So that's what somebody paid me to do. And that's fine if you'd like to pay me to go over that again. The best way to get your podcast reviewed, including your website, is to go over the podcastreviewshow.com, because not only will you get me going over the technical side, you'll get Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach. And right now, there is no lines, if that's something you're interested in. Now, if you're on a budget, by all means, just get one of your friends to go through that. So again, get an elevator pitch and have them comment on it. Have them subscribe to your podcast on the website and on a phone. Have them contact you, again, on your website and using a phone. Have them share your post, because obviously your content is awesome. People are going to want to share it. Make it easy. Have them subscribe to your newsletter if you have one, and then get their feedback on your business card. And when we talk about having front page creep, you might have to figure out, what is it I really am trying to do? What is my true number one priority? And it may be you just want people to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Give them one call to action, and then here's where you can subscribe to the newsletter, here's where you can call me, et cetera, et cetera. Or maybe you're just like, you know, I'm just going to promote the newsletter, and then in the newsletter, there'll be one click where they can subscribe to the show. Maybe I'll promote subscribing to the show once I get them on my email list. Or maybe you'll promote subscribing in iTunes because you want to move up in the rankings, and then in the podcast, you'll promote joining the newsletter. Or maybe you're trying to get more Patreons. Maybe you're trying to get people to donate. Well, you better have that donate button someplace where they can see it. And that would be something, you know, maybe that's number, what are we at? 8, 9, something like that. Whatever it is you want people to do, have them go to your website and see if they can do it easily without being confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last up, I have been keeping you informed. I'm thinking of launching a new show. Probably going to launch it. Going to let this one hit the wall and see what happens. Because, again, Ryan, if you could...
No one will punch you in the face.
Exactly. If I, from foodcraftsman.com, if I, launch this show and it doesn't work and it turns out to be too much work, then I explained last week that I tried it. It's going to be called Clamorcast, and it's based on the iOS app, Clamor, and that is C-L-A-M-M-R. And I did an episode where we counted down the top 50 Clamors, and it was about 40 minutes. And I sent it to the guys at Clamor, sent it to some folks on my Facebook page, again, facebook.com/schoolofpodcasting. And some people kind of said, hey, you know what? This is kind of cool. Like this, like that, didn't like that. A little long. And we really liked it when you kind of poked fun at the Clamors. You know, injected a little Dave in there. If we need a little more Dave, is what they said. Now, oddly enough, this is from people that are on my Facebook page. Shocking, right? And, but here's the thing I want to let you know. Please know that these little test episodes are not really completely public. Like, they're on my Facebook page, but they're not like, they're number one, they're not in iTunes. And that first top 50 episode is on my hard drive now. That's the only place that one is available. If you got one, it's a collector's item. But I'm not in iTunes. And just to point out, you don't have to release everything you record. That first time you press record may be a real stinker. It may be kind of awful, and it may be something just for the vault. So I'm going to, I did record a new episode. I recorded a new episode number one with 20 Clamors, and everybody said that was cool. And I turned up the Dave, and they said that was really cool. So I'm going to do another episode here shortly. And if that one goes well, it is weird because I don't have control over the content. I only have control over what I say. And for me to be witty and entertaining, it takes more time. And the original idea of this show was, well, the content comes to me. I just play the things and go, here's number 19. Yeah, that's kind of boring. So that's where we're at with that. And I just wanted to show you that when you're launching a show, you don't have to put out everything you record. You get some feedback from people, just like today we're talking about getting feedback from your friends, and you tweak it. And as long as you don't go too far with that and you end up where you're just procrastinating because it's not perfect, it doesn't have to be perfect, and you have paralysis by analysis, that would be going too far. But get it where you want it, and you can always kind of tweak it as it goes along, because I got 462 episodes. Episode 1 is still online. You can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com. Got to do a little digging for it, but it's still there, and things have improved, I hope, since episode 1. So that's the update on the podcast launch, and as it goes, I will be, again, just a little brief update. Okay, episode 1 out. I got this many downloads. Here's what I did to promote it. And we'll give you the insights into that. And always love to hear from you. If you would like to answer the question, here's a pop quiz. because of my podcast, blank. You can answer that question. If it opened a door, if you got to meet somebody, if there's something that happened in your life that you're like, man, I couldn't have done that if I hadn't started this podcast. Go ahead, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. All sorts of ways to contact me. I would love to hear that. You can call them in. You can record it and email it to me. You can use the SpeakPipe button. Always looking for a last five and five. Now, this is not your favorite five podcast, but what were the last five you listened to? And here's what's interesting about that particular segment. I thought about this today. If you asked me, I could say, all right, I listened to No Agenda. I listened to ProfitCast. I listened to Marcus Couch and his WordPress show, WordPress Plugins A to Z. And let's see, that's three. I listened to, now I might have to cheat. I listened to the Showrunner podcast. For the record, by the way, I need to say this in every episode. You don't have only 8 weeks to get into New and Noteworthy. That is a falsehood. That is not true. You can get into New and Noteworthy anytime. You only, in theory, have 8 weeks to be new. So I listened to the Showrunner podcast. I think that's four. And let me pull open my phone. And then I listened to Moondog Marketing, my buddy John Pascal. And I was thinking about John the whole time I was reading chapter one of the Word of Mouth Marketing. I was like, I got to tell John about this book. And then my voice in my head said, you know what? He probably already knows about it because he's John Pascal of Moondog Marketing. And so that would be a last five and five. And then, you know, tell people a little bit about them, which I didn't in this case. If you know the website address, that would be cool. And of course, tell us a little bit about your show and where we can find it. So it's a cool way to promote you and also help other people find out about their show. And what are we using? You guessed it. It's that little thing called word of mouth marketing. So that's kind of the whole, a little bit of the whole theme for today. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're in anywhere around Troy, Michigan, go to facebook.com/schoolofpodcasting. We are going to be doing a meetup, myself and Ryan K. Parker from thefoodcraftsman.com. We haven't figured out where yet. I told him where I'm going to be staying. I'm going to be doing some classes. I'm going to be doing some training for Chrysler for the day job. And so I think it's a Tuesday night. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. We're going to have a meetup. And we haven't figured out where yet. And if you're somewhere in that vicinity, either A, email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, or just go over to facebook.com/schoolofpodcasting. And I would love to hang out with you a little bit because I'm going to be bored in Michigan for an evening. So that would be cool. And if you're bored of not having a podcast, that's not a good transition, but I tried. Schoolofpodcasting.com is where you can start your podcast. I walk you through step by step through every process. Planning your podcast, choosing your equipment, setting up your website, getting artwork, getting building your intro and your outro. I also have resources where you can get these done for you. And I had somebody say, I'm not really sure. You have 30 days to try out the School of Podcasting. If you don't like it, just say, Dave, you know, this isn't for me. I'll give you your money back. I will. Trust me. And I haven't had to do that. Haven't done that yet. So I've had people that, you know, obviously I have many people that are here for years, but I have people that on occasion will go, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to graduate. I'm like, that's fine. I'm just here to help you. And you can stay as long as you want. And that's the way it's designed. The first month is more than every other month after that, because some people will just come for a month. They'll come in and blow through all the tutorials and say, wow, this is awesome. I'm in iTunes. Thanks, Dave. I'm out of here. And that's cool. Or if you want to stick around, we do have the office hours, the monthly little meetups. We have our private Facebook group, and that's all at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Take care. God bless. And until next week, class is dismissed. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. Yes, it's time for a rerun. Rerun. What is it called? Rewind.